Biographical sketch.
Great events sometimes have small beginnings. For example, imagine that you could enter a time machine and travel back in time. If you really love music, what date could be better than Saturday, July 6, 1957? That is the memorable day when 16-year-old John Lennon first met 15-year-old Paul McCartney. The two chatted about guitars, and from that small beginning, a friendship started that became one of the most important collaborations in musical history. Together, John and Paul penned the music and lyrics for about 180 songs. George Harrison joined them a year later, and by the end of 1962, with the addition of Ringo Starr, they became the four-man band called the Beatles. That chance meeting in 1957 resulted in the formation of a group that is generally considered the greatest musical group of the 20th century. The Beatles first polished their musical skills playing in clubs in Hamburg, Germany, and later in their hometown of Liverpool, England. Their musical abilities were skyrocketing, but their appearance was a far cry from the kind of look they are known for today. To make them more distinctive, their manager had them wear shirts and ties and wear mop-top hairstyles, so named due to their resemblances to mops. With their increasing popularity, they soon based themselves in London, with John and Paul writing most of the songs and all four members sharing vocals. John played rhythm guitar, Paul bass guitar, George lead guitar, and Ringo Starr played drums. Their first number one song on the majority of charts in the UK was Please Please Me. Moreover, their first album, under the same title, was a smash hit and stayed at the top of the charts for a staggering 29 weeks. Beatlemania swept Great Britain and all of Europe, and virtually every album they released became number one. Their next logical career move was to the United States, but many people had reservations about how successful the Beatles would be in America, the holy grail of the music industry. In 1964, any doubts as to their success were put to rest when the Beatles flew to the United States. They were mobbed at airports, and almost all of their concerts were sold out. By the time of their breakup in 1970, they had made music that still remains captivating today, and all four artists then went on to successful solo careers. They have had sales of more than a billion records, and together they influenced the music and culture of an entire generation.